This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today I'm participating in the Women Changing the Face of Agriculture Conference in Normal. Penny Lauritsen, who is a member of the Illinois AgriWomen Group, was involved with the planning of the event and says there are over 500 students attending today.
We've got almost 550 high school students and 100 to 150 college students coming in on Friday to the Bone Student Center at Illinois State University in Normal. We're excited because this group of young ladies have somewhat of an ag background in that they're perhaps an FFA member, a 4-H member, or a student at the Chicago Ag High School. So it's our effort to reach out to these young ladies to share with them the vast opportunities for women in the agricultural, food, natural resources, energy industry.
Penny says 40 companies, as well as universities and community colleges, will be represented at the career fair for networking opportunities.
We're excited this year to have 40 companies and agricultural agencies represented, from Tate & Lyle to Monsanto to One Earth Energy to the USDA Farm Service Agency, Natural Resource Conservation Service, and Rural Development. We also have 12 colleges and community colleges represented, so the girls will have an opportunity to visit with women that have found kind of an outside-of-the-box career at higher education, but yet still related to agriculture. The women that attend, we're going to have probably about 250 professional women, are representing the ag industry and the vast array of career tracks that they have at those companies. It may be sales. We have two young ladies that are there from the Mashoff that are involved with the hog industry and presenting the opportunity to farm families, to raise hogs. So as you see, these women have come into the ag community and can now serve as role models for the students. We can actually say to them, no, it may be a male-dominated industry, but there are career tracks that are opening up for young women, and you have an opportunity to find a very, very good paying job that will help you provide for your family in the future.
This is the seventh year for the conference, and Penny says they had to close registration in January because there was such a good response.
This is our seventh year. We actually do not have quite as many students this year as we did last year because we are fine-tuning every year. We had over 850 students last year and decided that we had bit off a little more than we can chew. So we're being realistic and trying to provide the best experience possible for the girls that do make time to come. So here in our seventh year, we've got the 550 high school students and the college students that are coming to learn a little bit more and also help us host the high school students and encourage them to ask questions and find out a little more about college life right from the girls that are there. So this is the format that has developed, and we think will give them a good experience. We actually had to close registration in mid-January. This event has become so popular with our young women that are aware of it and are finding from older class members, older siblings, that it was an experience of a lifetime, and they want to make sure that they're there.
Any woman interested in becoming a member of Illinois AgriWomen can do so by visiting IllinoisAgriWomen.org or WomenChangingTheFaceOfAgriculture.com. Penny says she encourages everyone to visit the site to learn more and to see how exciting it is to be working with the students.
want to encourage everyone to take a look at our website and get a sense of how exciting it is to reach out to these young people, to provide networking opportunities, and to encourage them into the agricultural industry. We all hear how difficult it is going to be to find enough young people to work in our industry. And I think we need to be realistic in looking at the young women as our potential employee pool, candidates for new jobs that are coming up in the industry. We don't want to miss out on 50% of our brain power that is out there and excited and committed to agriculture.
Penny Lauritsen, representing Illinois AgriWomen and the Women Changing the Face of Agriculture Conference. We'll be back with more after these messages. Illinois Ag Legislative Day took place on Tuesday of this week in Springfield. Several ag organizations and leaders attended the event, including Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark, Chuck Spencer. I talked with Chuck to get a recap on legislative issues and to find out his opinion on the $0 budget line item for vocational ag programs. Tuesday was Illinois Ag Legislative Day in Springfield, and I was there as well as you. You said you sat in on a legislative briefing, so share with us some of the issues that were discussed.
You know, Ag Day is always a very proud event down at the Illinois State Capitol, and even during challenging times, it's so important for agriculture to be seen as that large group of individuals working very hard across rural Illinois and marketing products and working inside our urban areas of Illinois. We have such a reach, very diverse, and I think we saw that on display whenever we had our briefing in the morning with agriculturalists from across the state and a wide array of production systems getting together, talking about their priorities and their importance. We had the chairman of the Senate and House Agricultural Committees address the groups. We had leaders through the FFA, as well as the State Fair Queen, and a number of people involved in our political structure that came in and said very complimentary things about agriculture, the importance of their involvement in the state capitol, and how we all are going to have to work to a resolution for our budget challenge in front of us.
That is something that has been on our minds for a while now, is the state budget. And even now, so the estimate from the governor to have a $0 line item for ag. And your opinions, or what's the talk? What are we going to do about this?
Well, I think what you're seeing is that the state has a very significant challenge in paying its bills. We know that there are rural utilities, utility companies. There are food service providers to a number of state entities, entities that provide energy products, such as gasoline, diesel, propane, and we could go down this list of very long supplies that are consumed on a state agency, and independent business are carrying the bill here in the backlog of payment. That's one aspect of it. Two is educational entities. As you pointed out, you've got higher education that's been receiving a tremendous amount of attention in the news, and then just school districts and their budgets. And then I do know that the challenge is FFA, or some of the funding programs, as you pointed out, zero for agricultural education. The point, I think, that is being made by the leaders is they want to see compromise. They need to have compromise, and then what that compromise looks like is what we've been stuck on. And the more we participate and try to help this process forward, I think the better we will be as a state overall. And it is going to be a significant challenge, because if you think about it, July 1st is the end of our fiscal year for 2016. Technically speaking, we weren't supposed to have no budget. We were supposed to have a budget each year, and it should be in balance. And so we're going to have to see what 2017 holds if we have the type of spending challenges we have. And as you've probably seen, some of the early indications that state revenue growth is very, very flat. So it's difficult to see that revenue is a way to grow out of this, but we do need to create policies to stimulate economic development and do what we can to grow as much as possible.
Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark, Chuck Spencer. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.